Thank you very much. It's great to be here on Christmas Eve. What a joyous occasion. Obviously, we're in the playoffs. We're ecstatic about that. I think the main thing we're ecstatic about is Chuck is here and he's healthy. And thinking back several months ago, what we were facing, how it felt during those times, and to be here now, it's just a joy. And I just want to thank everyone, the entire state of Indiana, people throughout the country that have prayed and got behind Chuck and sent all the positive prayers and energy and strength and support that has meant so much to him. And obviously, the job that Bruce has done has been tremendous. That's what a team is about. And we couldn't be more excited. I know Chuck is ready for this challenge. In speaking to his doctor multiple times, I know that the time is right for him to grab the reins and get the head coaching cap on and begin the journey the second half of the season, which includes one more game and the playoffs. And we are so excited and joyful to be here today and to have Chuck, who's inspired so many people. I think that the great thing about the National Football League is there's so much attention that gets paid to our sport because it's obviously the most popular sport in the country. So many other things happen besides wins and losses. And the inspiration Chuck has shown to others and the time he spent connecting with others, it's been a miraculous story. It really is a book. It's a fairy tale. It's a Hollywood script. It's all those things, but it's real. And it's something where I just sitting here on Christmas Eve and having Chuck take the mic. I just couldn't be happier. But again, the key part of the happiness is that Chuck is healthy. That's the main thing. And as owner, I'm very confident that he is ready. That it is the right decision and right time for him to grab the reins and put the head coaching cap back on and take over. And so just want to thank everyone again for all the prayers, all the positive thoughts and support that Chuck has received and want to bring him up here and let him begin his head coaching responsibilities by addressing you all right now. So, Chuck, come on up.
The happiest day of my life was July 1, 1989, and that's when I got married to my wife Tina. I want to thank you. She's a soldier, a warrior, my soulmate, and my family. my mom and dad, my daughters. You can't get through something like this without somebody as strong and as loving as your family. And I thank you, Tina. She slept on this raggedy. The guys that came and saw me up at Simon, you know the bed she slept on every night. She never left my side except for to go home and do some laundry every morning that we were there. We were there 25 days, and you got me through, and I thank you. Circumstances, they don't make you. I talked about it a long time ago. They don't make you. They reveal you. And there's things that go on in the National Football League, around our communities, in our neighborhoods, around the world, around our country, around our city. You just shake your head at, and you ask, and you say, why? You know, a couple ball players that we lost in recent weeks and months, you just shake your head. You know, Sandy hits the East Coast, and you wonder why. And then you ask yourself, September 26th, you know, when I sat in front of the doctor and he diagnosed me and told me exactly, you know, what I had. And, you know, for a second there, you might sit back and you say, why? Well, again, circumstances, they don't make you. They reveal you. And what was revealed to me, along with the love and support of my wife and my family, was that my owner, Jim Irsay, and his family, there's not a better man in the entire National Football League. I knew it the first time I shook his hand when I came here to interview for this job, but the love and support that he and his family gave me, I'm forever in debt, Jim, and I thank you and your entire family. You're with me every step of the way. What can I do for you, Coach? What do you need? What does your family need? There wasn't a day that went by and I didn't feel his presence. So my general manager, Ryan Grigson, his wife, Cynthia, every step of the way, support, prayers, his entire family from the region, getting cards and letters, and thank you, Ryan, and your family for your support and your love. It means the world to me. To Bruce, I told you guys the first phone call, and I mentioned it to the team this morning, the first phone call I made after I got this job, you know, was to Bruce and to see if he'd be interested. And I thank God that he was available and interested. And I thank him again today. And I thanked him. You know, he was the first phone call I made on a Sunday after I was admitted into the hospital with this, and we kind of had to wait. And he's the first call I called and told him of my circumstances and asked him if he would lead this team and this ball club and this organization and take over the reins. And what a masterful job you did, Bruce. You carried the torch, and you went out. All you went out and did was win 9 ball games and got us our tenth win yesterday, and you got us into the playoffs. And you did it with dignity, and you did it with class. And you're everything that I always knew you were, and more. And the entire coaching staff, all the work that you've done and you've put in, I can't thank you enough. I'll never be able to repay each and every one of you for the job that you've done. And to our players, for their effort and work that they put in, I told them this morning, the sky's the limit for this group. They're just no quit. And that's because of your leadership. And I thank you, Bruce, and the entire staff. To this organization, everybody standing here today, I thank you. All the texts and letters and cards and notes. We got together a long time ago in here, didn't we? Last spring, and we had a powwow in here. And we said it was going to take everybody in this room to build this monster. Oh. You guys have done your part. Man, have you done your part. I'd name you all, but you know what I've been through, so don't hold me accountable to that. But I thank you. My family thanks you for everything that you've done over the course of the last 3 months and some. You're just as important, like I told you on that day, to our success and this team's success and this organization's success, and I thank you for your hard work. To my doctor, Dr. Larry Kripe, and all the nurses and all the staff, cooks, people who clean my room, I can't thank them enough. I knew the minute I walked into Simon with my wife on that Wednesday afternoon, September 26th, and Dr. Larry Kripe looked me in the eye and he gave me the facts and he shot straight, I knew I had the very best in the land. And I thank Dr. Kripe and, like I said, all the nurses, all the staff, everybody at IU Health, everybody at Simon. They were unbelievable. You talk about serving. There's no finer servants around than those people. When they walk in there and you're having one of those days, they just come in with a smile and they are upbeat and their attitude's unbelievable. And they get you through it as painless as possible. I love all those people and I can't thank them enough. To the media, I want to thank you for respecting me and my family and giving us the space and the time that we needed to get through this. I want to thank you for your texts and your emails and phone messages. You guys are unbelievable, and you've been outstanding, and you've been great to work with, and I'm glad I'm back and I get to work with you some more. I know Bruce did an outstanding job, and you love Bruce to death. And again, I want to thank you. And my family wants to thank you for giving us, like I said, the space and time we needed. And to the fans, the people of this great city, this great state, and all over the country, thank you. The prayers, the love, the support, the outpouring, I can't imagine being anywhere else and having a city and a community embrace somebody they hardly know. But I just think that's how we roll in this great state, in this great city, in this great community. And around the country, I can't tell you how thankful my family and I are to everybody that reached out. It's been unbelievable. We are so blessed. And in closing, before I answer any questions that you might have, and please forgive me if I've forgotten and I've left somebody out, I didn't want to do that. That was the thing that scared me the most about coming in today. I didn't want to do that. If I have, I want to thank everybody again. But I know this, and I knew this the day that Mr. Irsay offered me this job with Ryan, and I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to be able to have this opportunity and came to Indiana, that I knew it was a great place and an outstanding organization. And if you're going to have to go through something like what we went through, there's no place that I'd rather be than right here as a Colt, living in this great state of Indiana and going through this with everybody in this room and everybody that supported us throughout this state and this city and this community. And I'll forever be in debt to each and every one of you. There's no better place. There's no better place. I told you my happiest day, my first happy, you know, best day of my life was on the 1st of July, right? 1989. Today was number two. Getting to pull up, drive in, get out of my car. The key fob still worked. I was beginning to question whether it would or not. You know, when I asked for Bruce to take over, I said, "Now you got to, kick some you know what, and you got to do great." But damn, Bruce, you had to go win 9 games. Tough act to follow. Best in the history of the NFL, and that's what I got to come back to. I got my hands full. I told him today. I thanked all the staff and everybody in the team, but I'll try just not to get in the way and do the very best that I can to get back into this. But it's really great to be back, like a kid in a candy store, get to come and be around the guys again, be doing what I love to do and what I've done my whole life. And obviously we don't ever want to take anything for granted. And I want you all to know, and the entire country to know, and everybody in the NFL that was so kind and so generous and so loving and supportive, what a privilege it is to coach in the National Football League. It is the greatest sport in the world, and I feel very honored. So with that, if you have a couple questions, I'd be happy to answer.
How soon did your light get turned off, Bruce? Or Chuck?
The lights?
Chuck, how soon did your light get turned off in your office, Chuck?
Now?
Yeah.
Well, I think as soon as they tell me it's time to go home and get some rest, I don't know. But they took the it was great because when I walked in here a couple times, it's one of the greatest gestures I've ever heard of, and I thank you for that too, Bruce. But somebody had sent in some plastic clips, so they couldn't. So even if somebody tried to shut the lights out, they couldn't. So those were off. Those were off this morning. So we'll go ahead and save some energy and some light bulbs and things like that, and shut them down.
Now, Bruce said last week that when you're back full bore. I mean, are you just going to pick up and go, or will you have to pace yourself, or how do you look at that?
Yeah, we had a team meeting today at 10, and I was blessed to have everybody show up on a Victory Monday. God bless them. I set the alarm and woke up in time to make it here in time, and I'm ready to go. As Dr. Kripe told me, he said, be prudent, and be smart with how you attack this thing. I will tell you that, the battle, cancer is something that's unfortunately everywhere, and it's probably touched many, many of our lives in here, not only mine, but we probably all had some association with it. But I've got a I still got a strict regimen to stick to, and you know, there's a plan for the next couple years and then a few years after that. So, again, these guys, this thing's rolling, you know, pretty good. So, again, if I just don't get in the way, I feel great. My weight's back. My energy's back. Again, it's just a blessing to be back here.
You'll leave here and go to meetings? I mean, you'll have meetings at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock?
If I can get away from the people in this audience, I could get back to. And I hope everybody understands that our coaches' time and energy's got to turn, obviously, towards Houston as soon as we break here. And mine has to do the same thing. You know, and again, I want to, you guys were respectful of my time and giving me and my family space during this time. So, you know, I want to give you the time that you need and be respectful to you guys. But, you know, our time and energy has got to go into moving forward and get on to, you know, getting ready for the ball game Sunday against Houston.
Coach, you had mentioned.
How much were you bolstered by what your team did during the last 3 months, and how was it walking into
how
that?
How much was I what?
Bolstered, uplifted, and how was it walking into that meeting at 10?
It was incredible, you know, and watching them, like I said, this team has no quit, and we've talked from day one. You know, everybody thought we were crazy about what we could do, you know, and what we set our minds to do, and I thank those guys, and I just watched them. I sat back for the last 12 ball games, 3 months. It's been 90-some days, I guess. And every week, you know, I told them, like, when I got diagnosed and Larry Cripe looked me in the eye and said, here's what you have, and here's what you have to, these are the steps you have to take to beat this. There was never a doubt in my mind that I'd be standing up here at some point and addressing you and the team again. And I told the team there was never a doubt in my mind that they would be 10-5 right now and in the playoffs. That's what we set out to do long, long time ago, all the way back in the spring from the first meeting. We said it was next man up, and everybody has done that. So watching them week in and week out, I'm going to tell you, from either a hospital bed or the bed at home in my living room, it's not easy, you know, sitting there as what I basically became as a fan. And you feel helpless at times. But watching these guys work and coach and play, they inspired me, you know. And, again, they have no quit. And they just found ways to get it done and to win.
Coach, when you had mentioned cancer in general and the fact that it obviously is so omnipresent, unfortunately, you became, for this community, for so many people, a face, a hope, and a fight against cancer and leukemia. What would you say to people who saw your journey and maybe who are getting ready to go through that same journey themselves and are scared and don't have the same belief?
Well, I would say, number one, obviously having the support of your family and your loved ones, but your attitude, the way you attack this thing, it all seems so gloom and doom, if you will, and such a, you know, when they hit you, you know, in the head with it, right square between the eyes with, hey, you've got this disease. You've got leukemia. You've got lymphoma. All I can say to those people is, and there's such a great support group out there, is you've got to battle every day. And there's going to be some good days and there's going to be some bad days. But you got to have faith and you got to have trust. And you got to ask Him every day to be healed. And that's what I did. I asked every day. And obviously they're going to have to go through some things. Radiation, chemotherapy, whatever it may be. The transfusions, you name it. I could go on and on and on. It's just keep the right frame of mind. You stay positive and just know you can win. And if you battle and you have that mindset, then you can overcome. And I can tell you that I got so many stories and so many letters. The family that comes together when this happens to somebody, and the stories that you hear, and the, you know, I got a letter from a 9-year-old who was diagnosed when he was sick. He's now cancer. He's in remission and cancer free, and he was smart enough to tell me, "Coach, you can beat this, but your attitude's got to be really good. You got to be really kind to your nurses. They mean well. I know you're not going to feel good, but be very nice to them. Make sure you chew on ice, Coach, when you're taking your chemo. It'll help you so you don't get the sores in your mouth. I preferred strawberry popsicles. You might want to try those, Coach." That's what I did. You know, so to everybody out there, just the same things. It's your faith and it's your belief, you know, and it's your will. Just like our players, we talk about the will to win and the will to beat your man. You know, you're just lining up against something else. And with that will, you can overcome anything.
This journey has changed you or will change you in a tangible way?
You know, I always looked at, you know, the opportunities that I've been given. And the many blessings that I have, you know, in my life, and what I'll try to pass on, and what I tried to pass on to the players again today, was, you know, I'll go back and just, you know, never take one day, you know, for granted. It is a privilege to be standing here today. It is a blessing. I'll go about, you know, my business, you know, as a football coach and those type of things in the same manner. But what I asked the guys to do was to, you know, every day that they walk in this door, you know, the same way our coaches do and the same way I'm going to do is I'm going to work as hard as I can, you know, and take advantage of this great opportunity that was given to all of us. You know, and live every day to its fullest.
Chuck Strong really became so prevalent in the community. What does that phrase mean to you now? And what do you think when you see a bracelet or a banner that says Chuck Strong?
It's really overwhelming. You know, the whole thing was overwhelming and very humbling. You know, and I can't thank this organization. Oh, and everybody that came up with that. And again, you know, winning this battle, fighting this battle, and winning this battle, like I said in the locker room during the season, you know, this team is chosen to live, you know, in vision and not in circumstances, you know. And my job as the head football coach is just beginning all over again. And we talked about some things that I wanted to do down the road, both personally in my life and professionally, you know, with this organization and hoisting that Lombardi trophy someday. But that whole Chuck Strong, the way I look at it is my job is just begun with that. Besides my job here, you know, now we talk about serving, you know, my job now is to give back everything that I can possibly give back to everybody out there that's fighting some type of illness, some type of disease, some type of cancer. And that's my goal. is to become 100% cancer-free, hoist that trophy, dance at two weddings, and give back as much as I can give back. Not only this community, but to everybody that I can affect and help across this great country. I want to thank you all for myself and my family from the bottom of my heart for all the prayers, all the love, all the support, all the cards, all the letters, all the texts, all the emails. There's no way you could ever get through something like this alone. And again, to my wife and my family and everybody in here, I thank you, you know, from the bottom of my heart. And like I said earlier, if you're going to have to go through something, I know exactly why I'm here now. Because this is the place you'd want to be, starting with our owner and on down. It's the finest people I've ever been around in my entire life, and I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.